Virgin Radio 104.4, 925. Should influencers eat at a restaurant for free? Should they grab their free stuff? Casey Fitzgerald from Love in Dubai in studio with us back here, and we've been talking about it. A lot of your calls coming in. Let's find out. Nada, you work in the communications industry. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, I do. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Nada. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm kind of caught between two fires over here. So from a communications perspective, I do appreciate it a lot, the effort that some influencers actually put into creating amazing content for a piece of coverage. And I really, really appreciate that. So yes, can they come and eat for free? I'm 100% with it.
Yeah.
But what I'm not with is when they decide to charge a lot of money for attending, for coming and having dinner. So that's another side of it that a lot of influencers actually do. For if they have a certain number of followers, they come and pay. So they charge us as well for them to come in. So that I'm not okay with. But also as a user, for me to know that I'm paying so much money for something, but at the end of the day, they get almost everything for free, it kind of makes me feel, am I in the wrong field? Like, am I? Should I switch sides?
Well, you know what? I'll stop you there. I know so many people that have been on your side and now have flipped to becoming an influencer because they realize that they can probably make more money and get more free stuff. You mentioned something there that people charge to go to restaurants as well. You don't agree with that. But from my end, from our point of view as a presenter, and who sometimes do get asked to go to restaurants, I'm going to put it like nicely. I can afford to buy a 150 dirham dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So for me to use my platform, which is about 300,000 strong, and put it on my social network, there is a charge that's involved. And
there's value to it
because
there is.
You know what I mean? So that's where I think that there is a fine line. But I agree with you in how you do it. And I said something at a seminar the other day where a lot of companies, and they always like, but how many followers do they have? And it's got nothing to do with how many followers the person has.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with the number of followers. It's with the engagement. It's with the value the person has.
And if a company's listening to this who uses social media, like us here at Virgin Radio, we are 100% in the UAE. We broadcast 100% to the entire country.
Yeah.
So you know what we're talking to and who we're talking to. If you advertise on Virgin,
correct,
it goes to the UAE.
Yeah.
The same as an influencer. When you book an influencer or you take an influencer, what do you ask? I don't care if you've got 20 million followers. What I want to know is, where are your 20 million followers? So you go into your insights and you should ask, and I get asked all the time, where are your followers from? And 95% of my followers, or 93% of my followers, are from the UAE, which means that if a restaurant, for example, wants to promote themselves on my gram or on my Facebook, they know that out of the 170,000 that I've got, that 155,000 of them are going to see it within the UAE versus, let's say, someone who's got a million, but guess what? 99% of them are outside the country. So I always like get them to ask that question. Does that make sense, Nada? Do you agree being in the industry?
Yes, 100%. And actually something that I do is that I'm born and raised here in the UAE, so I know the country basically on the back of my hand. So something that I personally do when I'm engaging with influencers is that I follow them for a good amount of time before I approach them.
Yeah,
that's good.
And that's when I see their value. I see the way they interact with people, the content, if they answer their messages, that's something that's really important. If they answer their comments, you know, all of these things, if they, it's just that if they're working with a community, then that's 100%. But if they're not doing anything and it's just basically not adding value to the platform or to the space that we call social media, then I wouldn't work with them.
Well done, Nada. I like how you said that. Well done.
It's interesting you said that. It's not about the number of followers. I saw this article the other day and it made me go, wow. So there was an influencer, had millions of followers. She launched a clothing brand. Okay, I'm talking she had millions of followers. She launched a clothing brand. It had to shut down.
No one bought it.
Because, exactly, only four people purchased something from her thing.
Wow.
She has millions. And there was a massive article written about how the number of followers someone has doesn't necessarily translate
100%.
To selling or promoting a product.
I agree. Mohammed, real quickly, he has been waiting on the line. Mohammed, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, bro? You all right?
Yeah. I work as a content manager, so I'm heavily involved with working with influencers. First of all, like this is a right to charge whatever they want. to take money, like I said, to eat for free, because as you know, in the UAE, if you are an influencer now, you have an e-media license, trade license, so it's an official business.
Yeah, it's a business. You need a license to be an influencer in the country. That's true. It's a little business that you're running, correct?
Yeah, so I'm totally like with that. So exactly. And one more thing, like for me, like whenever I see a content influencer, I'm not against going to the restaurant and eating and making an ad, but keep it real. Like, don't say, oh, I'm just eating there and like pretend as if you're not doing an ad.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm doing an ad. This is the offer. This is this.
Yeah, you're saying, Muhammad's saying, just be real.
Transparent, yeah.
And there are. There's a lot of people that I see on Instagram who don't do stories or anything like that. They only do stories when they're getting paid to do something. Yeah. And when I see someone walk in and be like, wow, this is a great shoe. I love this shoe. This chair is amazing.
It is
a good
chair.
Come, you know, and I'm always like, man, you got to be real. You know, you do got to be real with what you want. I like to say that anything that I'm usually doing, 99% of the time is because I actually do like the thing, you know, or I want to be part of it. You know what I mean? There's been many things that have come to me where I'm like, yeah, I don't think I can really be part of that. That's really
I'll say anything.
Ross, he will take anything.
That is true. But I think as you get bigger as an influencer, you have more choice to kind of do products that you really like love. But
I agree.
As you're growing, it's trickier.
You know, I think it's a really, I mean, listen, influencer chat, it's now, it's 2019, and this is going to stay with us. This is the new way. But, you know, ask those questions. Where are your followers from? What's your engagement like? And, you know, things, people like Love in Dubai do a great job of it. They're called Love in Dubai. The majority of their audience is in Dubai.